Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Every year, he is one of the busiest people on the planet on this day, but he takes time out to get away from his broadcast desk down at Augusta, for the Masters. It's Andy North. Good morning. Good afternoon, Andy. Jeez, I keep saying good morning. Good afternoon,
gentlemen,
Andy.
How the heck are we doing?
Well, we're all right.
Andy, I was just looking up at the screen. Is Sergio really putting for 15?
At 13.
At 13. Yep. Okay. All right.
Yep. But unfortunately, that happens every once in a while to every one of us. They hit some good shots and overspun them, and they went back in the water, a couple of them in a row, and all of a sudden you're feeling pretty bad about yourself.
How do you gather yourself after that? I mean, as a pro, I mean, I do it, and it's like this horrible hole. You know, it's going to be a bad round. But how do you
throw your clubs in the lake and you move on?
Well, you know, the guy does have a green jacket, so he's probably feeling, you know, he's a little bit disappointed. But, you know, the worst part is that when you've hit good shots, that's what bothers you. And he hit two or three nice wedges in there. But you know that if you overspin it on that hole, you're in trouble, and you have to throw it to the very back of the green. So it's that's what makes that shot so tough if you have to lay up.
How great was the Open of the Masters this morning with Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus? I mean, it was a beautiful morning, and
it's all special with those guys. It was really cold this morning. It was in the 40s when those guys. So. You know, they went out and hit a few balls beforehand, tried to get loosened up a little bit. But they have Gary Player. All he wants to do is hit it by Jack on that off that tee. That's all he cares about. I mean, Jack's hit it by Gary for 60, 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now Gary, all of a sudden, he's got a little bit more length in his golf swing than Jack does. And he's able to – he got out there about 5 yards past him. So I'm sure Jack will hear about that for the next year.
Well, that's fine. They're still competitors.
We said earlier
Jack will come back. And
we were talking earlier this morning about we should put a tracer on there on their tee shots, even for this ceremonial. Yes, no.
No, I think let's not get totally carried away.
Gary? I didn't see Gary Player do that step over swing that he. I don't know.
He gave it everything he had. Trust me, I got up early, went out there, and watched him. That's something that I've really enjoyed doing over the years. I did it when I was playing. I'd come out. I was always up in the morning anyway, so I'd come out and watch. This is back when Snead and Nelson used to do it, and it was. I got such a kick out of that. So it's neat, and to be able to get to see these guys, they come back every year. It's really special.
Is he the record for the most Masters played? Not won, but I mean, he's.
Yes.
Has he been in more than anybody?
52. I think he played one more than Arnold.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you said you used to get up and go out and watch the guys tee off the ceremonial tee shots on one. How many guys were out there this morning that are actually playing in the tournament today?
Oh, you know, there are a few. I don't think quite as many as there used to be. But, you know, it's just you go through generations where they want to see. A lot of these guys know Jack and Gary well enough that it's, you know, that's kind of old hat. But it's just a neat tradition, and I'm guessing there at 8 o'clock this morning, there probably were 15,000 people around that tee, which is pretty neat.
Does the personality of that whole tournament change from Thursday to Friday? Thursday seems like it's kind of like a goof-off day.
You mean Wednesday to Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Wednesday. The par three day.
The par three. Yeah, well, it's a totally different deal. It's, you know, can you imagine the Super Bowl? If they had the guys out playing flag, you know, the afternoon before the actual game. But it's a neat tradition here. They've done it for a lot of years. Over the last 20 years, the kids have gotten more involved, and the kids caddy for their dads and stuff. That started sort of after I went through the process, and it's a nice, relaxing day, and I think it's a lot of fun. And I think yesterday. We were lucky enough to televise that yesterday. I think yesterday was one of the great television programs of all time. You couldn't have made it up. You got Tom Watson at 68 years old shooting 6 under par for 9 holes and winning. You got Nicklaus at 78 finishing third. And then you've got Jack Nicklaus's grandson, GT, makes a hole-in-one on the ninth hole. I mean, it was incredible. The place went absolutely crazy.
In the caddy suit, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. So it was pretty neat. So you guys have been doing a great job today, I've heard. I've heard rumors that you've
heard. Yeah, there's no confirming that. Just crazy
really,
stories.
Really, they're talking about us down in Georgia, Andy?
Yeah, sure.
Well, trust me, Carrie sends me a text about every 4 minutes rating every interview and everybody who's called in. And that you guys are okay.
You know,
the
even
interviews are good, but you guys are okay.
Even when it comes to you, Andy, and you're Andy North, and you're on ESPN, and you've played under some high pressure things and done a lot of big things on TV. John doesn't leave anything to chance.
Oh, he's the best. So yeah. We really appreciate you guys doing it. That's really important.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to away from the Masters. How much time do you have, by the way? Because I know you're tight on these things.
Well, I just got off air. We did 5 hours leading up to the actual air of it. We basically televised 5 hours of the Masters early on, which was really neat. That it's the first time that we've really shown as much golf as we showed today. And then you fold right into the 3.5 hours or whatever it is the rest of the day while these guys are finishing. So you got to see Tiger play every shot, which is pretty neat.
So what's your headline of the day? If you're writing the newspaper sports coverage of the Masters, what's your headline?
Well, you know, there's still an awful lot of players that are just starting their rounds and getting going. So I think that headline will probably change. But in all, the golf, it's a beautiful day, and the scores are going to be okay. They're not great. But I think historically – they've tried to make Thursday one of the harder days to kind of separate the field right away. Some of the harder hole locations are today. But I think at the end of the day, one of these guys will end up shooting 5-6 under par.
What do you think it's going to take to win it for the week?
I picked 11 under.
Okay.
And I picked Rory. So, you know, there's a lot of golf left to go. And, you know, Tiger has struggled a little bit today, but he's made a couple of birdies toward the end of his round. So he's getting it back a little bit closer to par. So, you know, he's not totally out of it either.
You're playing with Tom Watson when? Next weekend? A couple weeks at the Legends of Golf?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. I've got a week off in between that I'm going to try to – hopefully I can find a game to use. I don't do this much anymore. Yeah. But we have a blast playing in that. We've done it a lot of years. We're lucky enough to win the event 4 straight years at one point in time. So,
whoa, that's a dynasty right there, Andy.
Well, you know, I just figured out that if I found a really good partner and he was playing great, I just ride him to death, and it worked out just fine.
Well, let's talk about your partner for a second. Did he use up all the luck in that horseshoe yesterday?
Well, that's what. Even while I was calling it, I said, "Man, don't make all these putts. You know, quit doing this. Save some of them for a couple of weeks." But it's sure nice to see the fact that the par three, and this is an event that they bring back all these former champions. That it's really neat to see moms and dads in the crowd being able to tell their kids that, you know, these were our heroes, that, you know, this may be the only time you ever get to see dad's hero, which is really, you know, that's pretty neat. And the cheers and the respect that these old guys have gotten over the years here is amazing.
Think it'll be a playoff year again this year?
I sure hope not. We'd like to finish. We would like to get, when you get to Sunday, all you want is a winner.
Yeah,
that's the key. You want a winner, but I think this still sets up as a chance to have one of the great Masters of all times. You've got all these top players playing well. We got a lot of golf to go, but I think by the end of the week on Sunday, we're going to have a lot of the big names right there in the middle of it.
Let's talk about the Senior Tour in Madison.
Sure.
All right. So it's back again this year. It's a regular tour stop now, right, on the Senior Tour, correct?
Yeah, it's fantastic. This will be the third year. Steve has played well. Jerry's played well. Defending champions, Freddie Couples. You couldn't ask for anything better than that. We're looking forward to another great year. People in Madison and Wisconsin have supported the AmFam unbelievably. And it's a great community event, and it's a lot of fun, and it's raised a ton of money for charities in the area.
I always thought it was just me, like, watching tournaments that came to Wisconsin when we got them, thinking, man, we really post well. We really show up for these things. But after all these years, I really think we are a really good golf state. Am I wrong?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the number of people that are considered active golfers in the state of Wisconsin, we're right up there. And it's interesting that some of the states are not the southern states. It's Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan that people play a lot of golf, because when you do get some good weather, man, you're going to go take advantage of it.
If you can golf in this crap, you can golf anywhere.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
We've been lucky, and we've got a lot of great golf courses in Wisconsin. We've got a lot of very affordable courses in Wisconsin, and, you know, the quality is there, which is nice.
How many years have you been going to Augusta now?
I went – my first year I played was 1976.
Okay.
I went one time before that. I came down here in 1966 with my parents during spring break, and I told them I wasn't coming back until I was playing.
Yeah.
So it was 10 years before I got a chance to play, and then I've been here pretty much every year since 1976. So there's been a year or two maybe I missed for one reason or another, but I've been here pretty much every year.
How long are you down there? I mean, you don't get there day of, right? I mean, you get there a little early.
No, we start usually Sunday the week before, and I've got some TV to do Monday morning before I head home.
It's not lost on you that you're at the Masters, right? I mean, even though you've been going there for quite a few years in a row now.
It's special. I mean, it really is special. You know, any of these major championships in any of these sports, Super Bowls, Final Fours, I don't care how many times you've been there, they still are special, and the energy around the events are great. By Saturday or Sunday, when you're starting to get worn out, you know, you're looking at your work week getting over. But the anticipation and to see all these, you know, part of the neat thing here is to see Jack and to see Gary and to see Tommy Aaron and Ben Crenshaw and Fuzzy and a lot of the guys that we don't get to see very much. So it's really a great event, and the fact that it's the first major of the year, it's kind of like the coming out of spring, and particularly in the Northeast and Midwest, where we're hoping that we can actually see the sun and get some warm weather. So. You know, it's a great week.
I don't know when the last time you were in Wisconsin was, but man, it has been cold and snowy here.
I have been there plenty.
Okay.
Late,
all right.
Every time I'm gone, it gets 50, and then when I come home, it's garbage. So
yeah.
But we're now getting to the point that we're about done with this stuff, and we're gonna have some good weather. And once it gets good, it'll be great for the next 4 or 5 months.
Before we let you go. I'm sure you have a closet full of golf shirts. Roughly how many golf shirts do you have, Andy?
I don't have any idea. I give them away about as quickly as I get them.
Yeah.
So,
but you don't have a minimum number just to stay stocked?
No. That was the old days. I had lots of them.
Yeah.
I've
hundreds?
Still got plenty. I would suspect so. I basically played about 15 years where I wore a brand new golf shirt every time I went and played.
Wow!
In tournaments.
Wow!
Yeah. I like the feel. I like the feel of that cotton Lyle when it's brand new, and that's it. They looked really nice, and after you start laundering them or washing them,
yeah, they start to peel.
They just kind of lose that shine and that real nice. Christmas to him.
Do you have any golf shirts in your closet, like maybe you wore it when you won
like a winner,
like I'm keeping this one I'm gonna put away?
You know what, I you know, we moved a couple of years ago and I got rid of so much stuff it was ridiculous. I may still have a shirt or two from the Ryder Cup.
Okay.
But I don't think I have any other stuff. No. You know,
wow.
Some of that stuff is pretty ugly when it gets out of style, so you got to be careful.
But still, it holds a soft spot in your heart, doesn't it, Andy, that I wore this day I won blank?
It'd be like, you know, a fundraiser piece.
So.
You put it on.
You know, you don't want to look like Homer, you know, so you got to make sure that you wear some stuff that's in fashion.
So you got an axe to grind with that guy too, huh?
Well, doesn't everybody?
He's stolen bits from us, Andy.
Oh, he's a good man. So
yeah, we all like Homer. That's why he's
yeah.
I have threatened to kill him though in public. I saw him at a restaurant and
he took it well.
Yeah, right. We're all fine after it was over with. So,
good.
All right. So back to the Masters. You're going to have a pimento sandwich before you leave the grounds at some point this week?
Not a chance.
No?
No, I gave up on that idea years ago.
Really?
I'm not a big fan of those.
What is Augusta like? What is the town like? It's about, 200,000 people?
Yeah, it has a big medical presence here. Easy to go golf carts located here. There's more business it's changed dramatically over the last 15 or 20 years, but it's kind of a sleepy, nice little town that gets crazy for 1 week a year.
I guess I'd kind of expect that. How far is you don't stay on the grounds of the golf course?
No. We're the housing here is interesting. We've got a lot of people here. We end up renting some houses and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So do you bring your clubs with you? Did you get around while you were there?
I actually brought my clubs, trying to sneak in a half an hour here or half an hour there, practice to try to get ready for the Legends.
Yeah, how's
but
it going?
I haven't done a very good job of it yet.
Oh, better luck.
You guys need to call my boss to see if he can arrange me some time.
You know who I'm going to call? I'm going to call Tom Watson and tell him to get ready to carry Andy North in a couple of weeks I tell him.
I hope so. I'm willing and able. So there you go.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Thanks a ton.
Guys, appreciate it. Thank you for all you do. We really appreciate it, the Mac Fund.
Andy North
at the Masters.
Hour number 9.
Got it, guys.
Of our radiothon. Yeah. Thanks, Andy.